Hello, everyone. My name is Maria.
And I'm Garrett.
And this is Let's Talk in English. Today, we have another trend lesson for you.
Yes, we are asking a question all throughout this lesson, and that is, what are you wearing?
Yes, what are you wearing? And that's because this lesson will be all about clothes or things you wear or carry with you.
Exactly. Now, what does this have to do with trends? Well, during different times of the year, or maybe a period of a few years, different clothes are especially, we could say, trendy. Lots of people are wearing them. They are the style that people enjoy. And then in another few years, those styles change.
That's right. Clothes style especially does change quite often, but sometimes styles will come back.
All right, friends, it's time to learn more. Let's jump into today's reading.
People wear all kinds of clothes. Both men and women like to wear shirts and pants. In the past, people wore nice clothes when they went out. Today, many people wear casual clothes when they leave the house. People don't dress up as often. In the past, people often wore pajamas around the house. Now, some people wear pajamas and slippers when they go out. Fashion is always changing, and people try new styles all the time.
All right, thanks, Maria. So we learned a little bit about our lesson there. We'll talk all about this as we go through our conversation today. And, of course, we'll try to find our Find It answer. Today's question is, what is Milo wearing when Betty sees him?
What is Milo wearing when Betty sees him? Friends, the answer to that question will be in today's lesson, so keep that question in mind as we talk about the lesson.
All right, it's time now for us to go over to Jack. He's going to tell us what our new keywords are.
Milo 要出门去 ,Betty 惊讶地说,就穿这样吗?你穿着睡衣和拖鞋耶。You're wearing pajamas and slippers.名词 pajamas 就是睡衣裤，而名词 slippers 就是拖鞋。Milo 说，现在的人都喜欢休闲装扮。Now people like casual clothes， 形容词 casual 就是休闲的。Milo 说，他有时候也会穿体面的衬衫和裤子。Sometimes I wear a nice shirt and pants， 名词 shirt 就是衬衫，而 pants 就是裤子或是长裤。
Hi, Milo. Are you just staying home today?
Hi, Betty. No, I'm just going to run to the store.
In those clothes? You're wearing pajamas and slippers.
Yes, it's okay. This is the style now. Lots of people wear pajamas out and about.
Really? In the past, people dressed up to go out.
Things change, Betty. Now people like casual clothes.
All right, so for this lesson, the conversation is between Betty and Milo. And Milo is wearing something different than most other people are wearing.
Right, and that's why this conversation gets started.Betty wonders if Milo is just staying home today. She asks this question because of what Milo is wearing.
So what is he wearing? Well, before we find that out, Milo answers Betty and says, no, he's not just staying home today. He's going to run to the store.
Which is surprising to Betty. She asks, in those clothes?
In those clothes? Well, he's probably not wearing something that you would wear to go to the store. He's probably wearing something that you would wear just around the house.
All right, before we move on, let's learn more about Betty's question with Jack.
看到 Milo 穿着睡衣裤要出门， Betty 惊讶地说，穿这样吗？ In those clothes? 这里用介系词 in 是因为介系词 in 后面接衣服、鞋子、帽子或是颜色这类的名词，可以表达穿戴的意思。比如 Mel looks so good in that hat. Mel 戴那顶帽子真好看。 You are not going to the wedding in those shoes, are you? 你不会打算穿那双鞋去参加婚礼吧？又或者是 Sally looks beautiful in that red dress. Sally 穿那件红色洋装看起来真美。这些例句都是用介系词 in。
Thanks so much, Jack. All right, so what is so shocking? What exactly is Milo wearing? Well, that's the answer to our Find It question. What is Milo wearing when Betty sees him?
And the answer is he is wearing pajamas and slippers. Now it makes sense why Betty asked him if he was just staying home.
Absolutely. Now, Maria, I say one of those words a little different than you do. I would say pajamas, but either pajamas or pajamas is just fine. Either way, these are the kinds of clothes you normally only wear when you're going to sleep.
They are soft, and when you wear them to sleep, they're very comfortable to sleep in.
Right, and slippers are shoes that you wear. You also normally only wear them around the house, and they're very comfortable and soft.
Yes, you can just slip your feet into the slippers and walk around. They're not like shoes where you have to put your feet in or even tie a shoelace. You just slip your feet into slippers, and they're comfortable to wear around the house.
Well, Milo is going to wear his pajamas and slippers when he goes out. He says, this is the style now, or it's what other people are wearing even when they go out.
He says lots of people wear pajamas out and about, which just means around the place. They don't just wear it at home,But they walk around wearing pajamas.
I'm with Betty on this one. This is a bit surprising to me. She says, in the past, people dressed up to go out. Well, of course, people put clothes on to go out.
You're funny, Garrett. Well, here Betty means dress up is where you dress nicely when you go out. So you will dress up when you go to a dinner or if you go to a restaurant.And of course you dress up when you go to something like a wedding.
And Milo says that things change. The styles or kinds of clothes people wear aren't the same now as they were 10 or 20 years ago. Now people like casual clothes.
Casual clothes. Well, I wouldn't really think of pajamas as casual clothes. I think of it as clothes you sleep in.Casual clothes are clothes that are not formal or very dressy. You can wear them to do things outside. They're comfortable. You can wear them to stores or to the gym.
Right. Casual is a great word for you to know. If you're doing something in a casual way, it's not very serious. It might be just for fun.Well, friends, we have more to learn from this conversation, but before we do that, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about what people wear.And how, because of trends, that changes over time. Maria, would you ever wear pajamas to go to the store?
No, I would not want to do that. But I do know that some people feel like it's easier to not have to change and dress up. They like to wear something that is comfortable around the house and, you know, just a quick run to the store.
Sure. Well, friends, let's go and continue that conversation.
Do you always wear casual clothes?
Not always. Sometimes I wear a nice shirt and pants, especially if I have a date or something.
Good. I like it when people dress well.
Pajamas are comfortable, though. I like them.
Maybe, but I still like to dress up when going out.
That's your style. Mine is more casual.
True. Everyone has their own style.
So Milo is wearing very casual clothes, his pajamas, and Betty wants to know if he does this often.
Does he do that often? Well, Milo says not always. If he does it always, then it would be every time. He says, sometimes I wear a nice shirt and pants, especially if I have a date or something.
Ooh, that makes sense. Now, let's talk about some of those words. First of all, the word shirt. A shirt is what you wear on the top half of your body. It might be a nice button-up shirt like this one, or a simple t-shirt. All of these are shirts.
Yes, and pants are the long things that you wear on the bottom half of your body. There is a cloth around each leg, like what Garrett is wearing.
Right. You put your legs into the pants. That's different from something like a skirt or a dress.
It is. So Milo will sometimes dress up a little bit more when he goes on a date.
Right. When you go on a date, you're going for a special time with someone that you like a lot. A boy might go out on a date with a girl.
Well, Betty is glad to hear that Milo doesn't wear pajamas and slippers around all the time. She says she likes it when people dress well.
She likes it when that happens. When that happens, she is happy. She likes it. And I like it when we get to learn more with our friend Jack.
Betty 喜欢人穿着得体一些。她说 I like it when people dress well. 我们来看这个句型 I like it when 加子句。它是生活中很自然常见的口语表达方式，说明自己喜欢偏好的事物。比如 Gabe likes it when his friends surprise him. Gabe 喜欢他的朋友给他惊喜。I like it when it rains at night. 我喜欢夜里下着雨。或是 Maria likes it when everything goes as planned. Maria 喜欢事情都照计划进行。
Thank you so much, Jack. Let's try and make a couple more sentences like that. Here's mine. I like it when the weather is cool out.
Good sentence. I have another one. I like it when people give me gifts.
Ooh, that's a good one too. Well, I do like it when I get to wear pajamas or pajamas. They are really comfortable. Milo seems to like it a lot.
He does. He says that they are comfortable, and that is true. He likes them. Well, Betty says maybe, but I still like to dress up when going out.
And I would agree with that. You know, when you're going out, you never know who you'll talk to or run into. Dressing a little bit nicer means that you can have a great interaction with someone. They'll see that you look nice and put together. Maybe you'll get some new opportunities that you wouldn't if you were wearing pajamas.
Maybe. It also shows people that you care about how you look and how others see you. Obviously, you don't need to dress up really, really good if you're just going to the store, but I personally would not wear pajamas, and Betty said she would not either.
Well, Milo thinks that that's Betty's style. It's fine. She likes to dress up. His style, though, is a bit more casual.
His is more casual, not as serious, not as formal. Betty says, true, everyone has their own style.
Right, your own style. The way that you like to dress up, the kinds of clothes that you like to wear.
Everyone has their own style, and friends, that is today's
calendar phrase.
Everyone has their own style.
Everyone has their own style.
每个人都有自己的风格。
I like wearing crazy hats.
Everyone has their own style.
I like wearing crazy scarves.
Everyone has their own style.
I like wearing crazy socks.
Everyone has their own style. And your style is crazy.
And your style is boring.
Everyone has their own style.
Everyone has their own style.
每个人都有自己的风格。
Oh, thanks so much for that great calendar phrase, guys. Yes, everyone has their own style. And you know, what you wear will change based on the seasons and what the weather is like outside.
Yes, or based on what you're doing. So what is your style? You can figure that out and also choose what to wear based on where you're going and what you're doing.
All right, friends, we learned some great things in this lesson. So let's review our keywords together now.
Here is your first keyword. Shirt. Shirt. Elijah has many blue shirts.
Pants. Pants. John wore black pants yesterday.
Casual. Casual. Alicia likes casual clothes.
Pajamas. Pajamas. I wear pajamas at night to sleep.
Slippers. Slippers. Tom wears slippers around the house. Friends, those are all great words to use when talking about what you're wearing or what you want to wear. Be sure to use them today.
And now let's go back and watch that lesson one more time.
Hi, Milo. Are you just staying home today?
Hi, Betty. No, I'm just going to run to the store.
In those clothes, you're wearing pajamas and slippers.
Yes, it's okay. This is the style now. Lots of people wear pajamas out and about.
Really? In the past, people dressed up to go out.
Things change, Betty. Now people like casual clothes.
Do you always wear casual clothes?
Not always. Sometimes I wear a nice shirt and pants, especially if I have a date or something.
Good. I like it when people dress well.
Pajamas are comfortable, though. I like them.
Maybe. But I still like to dress up when going out.
That's your style. Mine is more casual.
True. Everyone has their own style.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Chit Chat. I'm Zach.
And I'm Ivy. Today we are chatting about
fashion. Ivy, do you like casual clothes or dressing up?
Casual means not fancy. Milo wore pajamas and slippers to run to the store. That is very casual.
Yeah.
I think I prefer dressing up a little bit.
How can someone dress up?
Well, you can wear a nice shirt.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a shirt with a collar?
Yeah, and nice pants and shoes.
Okay, that would look nice.
Sometimes it is important to dress up. It is better for going to the office.
And sometimes casual clothes are better. If you are resting or on vacation, casual clothes can be nice.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Keep practicing your English.
Bye, friends.
Hi friends, I'm Gabe. Welcome to Gabe's Game. Were you listening carefully to today's conversation? I bet you were. Let's see how well you do with my questions. Ready? Here's question number one. Where is Milo going? Where is he going? A. To the park. B. To the store. C. To the office. Or D. To a party. I don't think he's going to a party in those clothes. Although, maybe it's not a bad idea. But I hope you said B. To the store. That's right. Milo's just running to the store. Now, for question number two, what kind of clothes does Milo like best? A. Fancy clothes. B. Sporty clothes. C. Casual clothes. Or D.
Old clothes.
He doesn't sound like a dress-up kind of guy, right? So fancy's not correct. If you said C, casual clothes, you got it. That's definitely his style. And finally, question number three. True or false? Betty wears pajamas when she goes out. Betty wears pajamas when she goes out. Did you say false? Great job. Betty still likes to dress up when she goes out. Well, that's all from me today. Thank you for playing Gabe's Game. We'll see you next time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today as we talked about what we are wearing. You know, sometimes when you wake up in the morning and you open up your closet, it can be really hard to decide what to wear.
It can be hard because there are so many styles of clothes. We learned that everyone has their own style. And also, I would say one person can have many different styles too.
Right. It might change from year to year, or you just like changing things up. Maybe one day you like to dress in a casual style, and the next day you dress in a more professional way.
That's right, and it can be different based off of where you are going. Well, friends, that is all for today, but we will continue our trend lesson tomorrow, so be sure to join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.